And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, I'm in my big ass basement watching my big screen television. That is Dennis 50, and he is in the Peach Mountains of Dexter, Michigan. And at the Taj Mahal is where Matt Misler sits as he, you know, he K-cups a while and he's just having fun.
Every so often I do, yeah. Every once in a while.
Oh my goodness. That being said, so Matt, you Dennis, you are a Lions fan. Matt Misler, you were a Lions fan.
Mm-hmm.
What can make you come back to the Lions?
Nothing. Nothing. I've openly admitted that, you know, I will support, you know, the Lions as far as, you know, because they are, you know, my hometown team. But I'm not going to be a diehard fan like a lot of people will make them to be. I think it's I think the big thing, it honestly has to do with ownership. And I think that is kind of something that a lot of Lions fans will say as well, too, that, oh, the ownership this, the ownership that. But, you know, unless something happens ownership wise, I just don't. I think this is just going to be a long, long, continuous line of downfall for the Lions organization.
A winning season would not bring you back.
No, because I've seen it a few years ago. I saw winning seasons and get to the playoffs, and the NFL referees and the NFL in general just don't care. I mean,
you know, one thing, Miz, and I agree with the ownership part. Until this team wins a playoff game, if you tell me that you're just going to wait and they're not going to get the benefit of the doubt until they actually are in the playoffs and they win a game, I completely understand that. That's how I feel as well. I know by watching the Browns game last night, looking on social media during the Browns game, there were a lot of people that are like, it didn't matter. It's 28-0. They're like, still the Browns are going to blow it. And that's the way you feel. As a Browns fan, I'm sure that you're sitting there, you're waiting, you're like, oh yeah, Steelers are going to come back and they're going to win this game at some point. When you follow a franchise like the Browns or like the Lions, you're always waiting for that other shoe to drop. So I get that part. And like, it's exciting to get, you know, it's a new beginning. Like if Matt Patricia was coming back, we could sit here and say, honestly, I don't know why would you even give him the time of day? But you know that the structure is ownership, general manager, coach, quarterback. Those are the four most important things that are going to affect your franchise. You got a relatively new owner here in Sheila Hamp, and she is going out. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with the general manager. We don't know what's going to happen with the coach. We don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback. Those are three really big things that they could mix up, and then they could start and chart something new. But the one thing about the previous regime, they've left such a mess here by the way that, you know, that they were scheme specific. And some of the guys like Jelani Tavai, like he's not going to, you know, he can plug in and play for some other team, but he's not a three down linebacker. And the Lions picked him, you know, number two overall. There's a lot of pieces here that don't run on another team's scheme. So they're going to have to swap a lot of those guys out. And it really does look like it's going to be a few years before you could even start. Like, maybe the new GM thing's coming in. And, like, I think the ceiling's like a 9-7 for this team next year. I think they got to take a step back before they can take a step forward. And so we're talking about, you know, next year. It feels to me like it's going to be a throwaway year. But when you're throwing something away, can you be encouraged by a general manager and coach? You can. If you see the moves that they make and you can see it produce on the field. But I would be encouraged if I saw Rod Wood be put into the background, because it speaks to the cronyism of the Fords, which is one of their major problems over the years. And he's still there. So I don't like him hanging over the franchise. But, yeah, I mean, they've got some new blood coming in. So, you know, that part's always encouraging when you have something new here thinking, hey, these other guys were disasters. And you know what? We've seen it. We've seen different GMs and coaches turn things around in other franchises. So even the worst franchise, when you're getting somebody new, you feel a little bit encouraged.
Well, look, Lions can win. If the Lions win 9 games, you should be doing flips. Everybody should be doing flips. If they win 9 games, don't make the playoffs, you should be happy because the future is bright.
No, it's not about winning 9 games. No, it's not, Jamie. We're tired of winning 9 games. 9 games?
You made
it. 9 games is nothing.
You said it.
Lions have won 9 games.
You said it yourself. It's a new adventure. You got a new owner, a new GM, and a new coach who eventually is going to have a new quarterback. But right now, you got a good quarterback. So if you win 9 games, I know, Dennis, that you're that old-time fan that I've been there. I've had 9 games. I don't want 9 games. But it's got to be – if you get 9 games, you can market that. You can say, we got a new beginning. And people are either going to market it or people don't buy it. Some people will be like you. That's not good enough until they get better.
A playoff win, that's what I want to start. But the idea is to win it all. Like it's just like Michigan, you know, like Jim Harbaugh is coming back and, you know, now Michigan, you know, maybe they'll turn things around and they'll be the third place team of the Big Ten. You know, I would like to see them, you know, compete for a Big Ten championship. I'd like to see them go to Indy, but that seems as far away to me as a Lions playoff victory.
You know what? I said I wasn't going to talk about Jim Harbaugh today. I'm not. So I'm going to stay with the Lions. That being said, if you are able to take a new coach, win 9 games, that's progress. If you don't, you win 6 games. Maybe that's where they should have been. But, I mean, it's really the schedule. If you look at the schedule, the Lions will get one of the best schedules around, easiest schedules around. That, I mean, if they go 9-7, I don't think a lot of people like you, Dennis, will take anything for it because they got a favorable schedule because they didn't win many games this past season. But that being said, it's good for that new coach coming in. And you're right about Woods. He's got to go away. He's got to disappear, and he's got to give that GM and that coach the ability to do their jobs. But we'll see if that happens. Really, that's what it's going to take. But I think that the Lions could be a good team. And you're not going to like this 4 to 5 years from now. And it may not be enough for you. You may say, I'm going to get another team like Miz. Or you can always say, like I do in college sports, I have second teams. I'm sorry, if Michigan doesn't do well, I used to get upset, but not anymore. I get second teams. I got my second team. I grew up watching Alabama. I like Alabama. I've liked Alabama since. When they were losing, when they had the Shula kid, Mike Shula, as the coach, wasn't happy with them, but I stayed and watched them. That being said, they got better. So I'm excited about the national championship. Why? Because Alabama's there. Do I want Michigan to be in there? Sure I would. But like you said, I want Michigan to win the Big Ten championship first and foremost. And then hopefully they can win. They can get into that next level. But until they do, I got to sit back, cheer for Michigan when they play, but sit back and say, well, we're not going to do it this year. We got to play Ohio State, and we're not ready this year until this coaching staff, the new coaching staff, turns it around.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Thank you, Miss.
I mean, I've heard for the longest time how many times the Lions had a favorable schedule as well, too, though. And you would think, like, oh, yeah, 9-10 wins. Maybe the possibility of 11 wins, get themselves a second place finish in the division, get to the playoffs, be great. And then I see them go out and they go 5-11, 4-12, 6-10. But hey, they had a favorable season though. They had a season that was supposed to be easy compared to last year. So yeah, they had they're playing teams that combined for a .348 win percentage. So that's the worst winning percentage among all teams. Be a 13-win team. 3-13.
I agree. They play below themselves, and they don't play above themselves. They play very below themselves. If the team is worse, if that team is bad, they play worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't. When they listen to the crowd or they listen to the media, and the media says they should win that game, they lose that game. When the media says they're going to lose that game, they end up winning that game. It's weird as whatnot, and I don't get it.
Yeah, it feels that way. Actually, they end up losing more games most of the time, whether you say they're going to win them or not. Mm-hmm. But it does feel like that. I get it. I think tonight, as it applies to the Lions, with the number 7 overall pick, there have been a lot of people that have looked to the wide receiving core, and with good reason. Kenny Golladay wanted a new contract. The Lions might move on there. The other guys are the Marv Jones Jr., right down the line there, you look, you could make a case that they could be looking wide receiver. And if it's not going to be Jamar Chase from LSU, it very well could be the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae mm-hmm. Smith. And I wonder, you go out there, and I think as I sit here, the quarterback, whoever it could be, there's some interesting ones there at 7. Or I think of the two P's of the Big Ten, Quiddy Pay from Michigan or Micah mm-hmm. Parsons. Like, those would be the two that I would think if they didn't go the quarterback route. But Devontae Smith, like, you're sitting back watching that game tonight, he goes for another 3, and, he's the difference in turning this game out and taking Bama to this championship. Might be another one thing, say, man, this guy just – you just got to have him. And sometimes you do that one game. You don't want to go like he's in the mix already. Sometimes a game like tonight can put the cherry on top.
I like Devontae Smith as the 7th pick going to the Lions. I do like him, and I'm not gonna. I wanted to hold my tongue, but I think he'd be a great fit for the Lions and Matthew Stafford's career right now. He's a guy who's not afraid of going over the middle. He's a slender type guy, but he's got great speed, and you can't keep up with him. He's got that cross between Hill from Kansas City. He's got that kind of speed, but yet he's got that fearlessness of anybody. He'll do what you ask him to do, but you put him in that slot, you ain't gonna find too many people that can stay with him in that slot, and he can make things happen. So I think that would be a great pickup. But I mean, and especially for Stafford. But then after that, you've got to find a quarterback and get them ready, which I think, pick up a Matt Jones in the late rounds. Why not? Or maybe Justin Fields may be that quarterback. If he has a great game, maybe he does step up and the Lions do. Because I don't think I heard Justin Fields has dropped a lot. But if he, as Matt says, if he does well in that national championship, it may improve him. I don't think he jumps. He doesn't jump Trevor Lawrence. And the kid from BYU is coming out, and they said that he's the number 2 quarterback coming out right now. So, outside of those two, Justin Fields is right there.
Right here, right now, you wouldn't mind seeing Justin Fields in a Lions uniform, Matt Missler.
If he was available, yeah.
Yeah, at 7. If he's available.
Yeah. I totally agree. When the ship was sinking, I had a little slip of the tongue there, had a little dyslexia there. But when the ship was sinking and the Lions came out of their bye week and played the Jaguars and pull off the win, I kind of looked at myself, well, T. Lawrence is going to be off the board no matter what. Hopefully the Lions can fail enough where they can get Justin Fields. Honestly, the kid last year looked like he could have come out of Ohio State and just gone to the draft and been one of the top picks. He could have gone right after Joey B. He could have gone after Joe Burrow. I think that if he decides to come out this year, he'll probably be the number 2 quarterback. He might be the number 2 pick to go in the draft. So if the Lions need a quarterback, someone that can lead them in the future, I think Justin Fields could be that guy, and the Lions need to start thinking about moving up in the draft if that were the case. I don't think if Justin Fields comes out in the draft, he doesn't stick around at number 7. He goes high up. I don't see it happening. I see the Jets picking him up in a heartbeat.
So you think that he's that high on the board now?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to go Trevor. If Justin Fields comes out of the, you know, win or lose tonight, and he announces afterwards, and he says, "I'm going to the NFL draft," it's going to be Trevor Lawrence 1. Actually, I don't know now. I would say maybe, or considering that the rumors are looking towards it, with Urban Meyer possibly being the coach of the Jaguars, maybe he's looking at, I want an Ohio State guy here. Maybe he takes Justin Fields at 1. I know there's a lot of hype with Trevor Lawrence, but what if?
What do you think about that, Mr. Once-in-a-Decade player? What do you think about that, Dennis?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that, you know, the one thing, it's great, you know, that Urban Meyer, if he goes to Jacksonville and he's out there on that yacht, and he might like Justin Fields, but, you know, he wasn't his coach. And it's a different game, you know, when you're talking about pros and loyalty and all that. You'll take the best prospect, and that's going to be Trevor Lawrence. So I can guarantee he's going to go number one, and he's going to go to Jacksonville. I like you, though, and we go right against Todd McShay. Todd McShay does not think. Todd McShay does not. He thinks that Zach Wilson is going to be the quarterback for BYU.
Yeah, BYU.
And that Justin Fields would be available at 7. So, you know, McShay, he doesn't just throw darts up there, although sometimes you think that is what he's doing. So maybe there is something to him sliding a little bit, and that could benefit the Lions. Because if he is sitting there, you know, Trey Lance is the other one that's kind of a wild card here. He only played the one game, but there were people talking before the pandemic, you know, that he was the second best prospect. So how he works out individually, you know, again, a big wild card there, and just how they're all ordered out right now. But I tend to think like you, Miz, it's going to be Lawrence Fields, and then at 7, it's going to be Zach Wilson or Trey Lance there for the Lions, if they're going to go that route. We don't know what that new GM thinks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stafford would be a fine bridge quarterback for a new QB. Like, let's say it was Fields, you still keep Matt Stafford. Unless somebody wants to give you a first or second round pick, then you say, okay, we're ready to hit the reset button, and then you might be going with your top guy a little bit quicker than you thought. Go out there and go with Chase Daniel and let's say Justin Fields. You might have to go something like that. That could be the route you go.
You could make that trade of Matthew Stafford. You now got time. You could make that trade, or you could go on Micah Parsons if he's there. If he ends up being available, why not go defense again? I mean, the offense looked like it had something. Later on, they look like they could move the ball against these NFL teams if Stafford's upright. If he's vertical, hey, he can stand and he can throw the ball. You give him time. Stafford's still a top 10 quarterback, so in this league, and he's still got some years on him. I know he gets beat to hell, but he does. Hey, look, he's one of the Iron Men of the pro football.
Hey, did you know that he was best friends with Clayton Kershaw? They went to the same high school together.
I did know that. Okay. They do that every year on ESPN.
Okay, just
you know that, right?
Just wanted to remind you. Just to remind you.
I did
you
know that. Well. Okay. We need to go to a break anyway, because we got a special guest coming on the other side. We got Tim McCormick coming on. Woo! We're gonna talk some college basketball. Maybe talk some Piston basketball. Something we don't do all the time, Dennis. You know? I know you don't. But you know, the man is the pre and post game analyst for the Pistons.
So yeah, he spends a lot of time down there, that's for sure.
So we really might have to use his knowledge on the Pistons and see if they're on the right track. If they're on the right track of, you know, possibly coming back. All of that on the other side. You're listening to the M Zone.